Hello, and welcome to Talking Sports with TK. I am Tommy Chrysan. Glad to be here. Glad to have you there. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share it with all of your friends. This episode, the Coonass and the Redneck. That's right, Anthony Gallo and myself, TK, making college football picks, trying to win you some money. All our picks are against the spread. Last week, we both went 2-1. We made you some money. You're winning money when you go 2-1. Anthony, 58% on the year. I'm at 45%. We're rocking and rolling. Coonass and a Redneck, we've been doing this for a long time. We each have three picks for you today. No duplicate picks. We don't talk about them in advance. And of the six games picked, we have five underdogs. Wow. We'll get into all of that in a minute. Don't forget the Iceberg Limo, the best party bus in the South. It's all right there at the Ice House Tap Room in Baton Rouge on Airline Highway near Barringer Foreman. Going to tell you all about the Ice House Tap Room Baton Rouge and the soon-to-be Ice House Tap Room Gulf Shores, Alabama, and the Iceberg Limo in between Anthony's picks and my picks. If you like to bet college football, you like to bet the NFL, first off, you can watch them, all of that, at the Ice House Tap Room in Baton Rouge. They'll be open early Sunday morning for that 8:30 in the morning Saints kickoff. They'll have the volume on at the Ice House Tap Room. Sunday morning, Saints football at the Ice House Tap Room. But if you like to bet on football, college or NFL, 68% of our picks we're hitting at meatandpotatoesusa.com. Four sports consultants, Trey Blossman, Stephen Miller, Anthony Gallo, and myself, we give you our strongest play. You buy the pick, you do what you want with it. If it's not a winner, we give you your money back. You can't go wrong. Lots of people making money with meatandpotatoesusa.com. Available on your smartphone, your tablet, your internet, computer, laptop, the whole bit. And connect with Meat and Potatoes USA on social media. Also, you can connect with me, Tommy Chrysan, K-R-Y-S-A-N, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, the oldest dude on TikTok. That's me, Talking Sports with TK. Check it out. And don't forget to subscribe to Hold the Rope with Skip and Cano on YouTube. Skip Bertman, the greatest college baseball coach of all time. I'm the host of that show. Great guests, great stories, lots of fun. Hold the Rope with Skip and Cano. Subscribe on YouTube. Let's listen to a message from our podcast host, Anchor, then we'll be back. I'm in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we'll take it down to Gulf Shores, Alabama. We'll be joined by Anthony Gallo. It's time for the Coonass and the Redneck college football picks against the spread. It's all coming your way after this pause on Talking Sports with TK. Stay tuned.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We continue with Talking Sports with TK. I'm Tommy Chrysan, about to be joined by Anthony Gallo from Gulf Shores, Alabama. I'm in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we're two guys that are doing pretty good. We both went 2-1 against the spread in our picks last week. All the picks we do are against the spread. Anthony's hitting 58% on the year. I'm coming on strong at 45% with my 2-1 week last week, and I'm going to keep going forward. Anthony, good afternoon. How are you?
Well, Tommy, I'm pretty good down here on the coast today in the Panhandle. It's been really windy down here for 3 days, winds 20-plus miles an hour, but the weather's been beautiful, a little chilly today. You know, our thoughts and prayers are with all those people down in the Tampa, Sarasota, Fort Myers area. They got a big task ahead of them, and I'm sure that the different agencies will be coming out and asking for donations and all that kind of stuff. Do whatever you can to help, because those people got devastated down there. But here in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, we're good here today, Tommy. Thank goodness.
Well, that's good to hear. And again, all our lives we've dealt with hurricanes and storms. I grew up in the greater New Orleans area. And, you know, we don't want to wish ill or bad fortune on anyone, but this one kind of spared you guys in the Gulf Shores, Orange Beach area. And certainly at this point, you know, Louisiana with no effect from this particular storm. But our thoughts and prayers are with all those people, because we kind of know what they're going through. We've all experienced it. So let's hope they can start working quickly to get back to normal. Anthony Gallo,
I'm sorry, Tom. We got two more months left of this thing, so let's just keep our fingers crossed.
All right. Last week, as I mentioned, we both went 2-1. You're 7-5 on the year. That's 58%. I'm 5-6 on the year. I'm not too far behind you at 45% as we're picking college football games against the spread. We've been doing this for a long time. We do not talk about our picks in advance. I don't know what games Anthony's picking. He doesn't know what I'm picking. We may have opposite sides, or we may have the same pick. It's always fun to do it that way, and we're trying to make you some money. And as I said before, if you like to bet on sports, go to meatandpotatoesusa.com. Anthony's on fire at the website. I'm really hot as well. Trey Blossman, Steve Miller, we're hitting 68% of our picks at the website collectively so far this year. And that's college football and NFL. Here on the Coonass and the Redneck, we're going college football. And Anthony Gallo, I am ready for your three picks.
Well, Tommy, I'm starting out. I've got three games here. I got three dogs. I've got three different conferences. So I'm gonna kick it off here with a team I had last week. I'm going back to the well, Tommy, with Kansas +3 at home versus Iowa State. The Jayhawks are 4-0 now. They beat Duke last week, and they average 48 points per game. Iowa State, they're 3-1, and they're coming off a loss to Baylor last week. But Iowa State can play defense, but the Kansas quarterback, Jalen Daniels is his name. Tommy, he's thrown for 11 touchdowns and one interception, getting points at home with this hot team, and that's going to be a full stadium. It just looks too good for me to pass up. I'm going to take Kansas +3 at home versus Iowa State.
Kansas is one of the big surprise stories so far this season. We'll see if they can keep it up. Anthony Gallo, your second pick.
Well, I'm going to go a game. You know, we're trying to pick winners here, and this might not have a lot of interest with people, but you know, I'm trying to pick a winner in a major conference. I'm taking the Indiana Hoosiers +5 at Nebraska. Nebraska's just a bad team. Changing coach has not changed their personnel or the way they're doing things. Indiana, on the other hand, is not much better. Even though Indiana gives up 31 points per game, they rank 84th in the nation. Nebraska ranks 118th. They give up 41 points a game. Indiana is 3-1. They did beat Illinois, and then they beat Idaho and Western Kentucky. And they lost last week to Cincinnati 45-24, which is, you know, no embarrassment. Nebraska's got one win, Tommy, and that's over South Dakota. I think the wrong team's favorite here. I like Indiana +5 at Nebraska.
All right, your third pick?
I'm going into the SEC, Tommy, another dog. And you might guess who it is. I'm taking Kentucky Wildcats +7 at Ole Miss. I mean, this looks like a mismatch when you first look at it. It's a big line, I think. But Kentucky only averages 80 yards rushing per game, and that's compared to Ole Miss's 280. The Wildcats get back their starting running back, though. His name is Chris Rodriguez. He's been suspended for the first four games of the season. That should help. And with Will Levis, he's throwing for over 300 yards per game. And make a note of this, Tommy, that the Rebels, in a tough matchup last week, they didn't score in the second half of that win against Tulsa. I like the toughness of Kentucky. I like the fact that they've been on the road in a tough place in the swamp and came out victorious. I just think that they're ready. I think that 7 is too much. Don't know if they win the game, but I like the touchdown. I'm taking Kentucky +7 at Ole Miss.
Recapping Anthony's picks, Kansas +3 against Iowa State, Indiana +5 against Nebraska, Kentucky +7 against Ole Miss, three dogs. Hey, if you're in Baton Rouge, you know about the Iceberg Limo, the best party bus in the South. I spoke to Anthony Jr. the other night. It's booked a lot the coming Fridays and Saturdays in the fall, but there are a couple of openings, so go to icebergLimo.com. Of course, the Ice House Tap Room in Baton Rouge on Airline Highway, right near Barringer Foreman. Lunch, dinner, great menu, quesadillas, pizzas, light menu, but very, very good stuff. Live music a couple nights a week, NFL ticket. They got all the NFL games on. College football, they put the volume up for LSU and other big college games. Ice House Tap Room, Baton Rouge. Connect on Facebook and Instagram. And Anthony, I got the report that you had the shovel in your hand ripping up tile at the soon-to-be Ice House Tap Room, Gulf Shores, Alabama. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I did, Tommy. We Anthony and his partner started demolition last week, knocking down walls and, you know, filling up the big bin with all the scrap wood and all that kind of stuff. And this week they're bringing over the crews, they're bringing over the draft beer people, they're bringing over the plumbing people and that kind of stuff. And Anthony's got all that lined up out of Baton Rouge. So they got a caravan coming over here Sunday, be here most of the week. And things are starting to kick. They've got their contractor lined up, you know, and they've got the redesigning. So they're hoping to be open sometime around Thanksgiving or between Thanksgiving and the end of the year. It's going to be really nice too, Tommy. They're going to have the ticket. They're going to have the Sunday ticket. They're going to have TVs everywhere. This is going to be really nice. If anybody's familiar with where the old Harpoon was in Gulf Shores, this is going to be it, and it's going to be really a terrific place. And I might add about Ice House Baton Rouge, and I don't know if you know this, he told me this morning, they are going to be open for the Saints game at 8:30 in the morning, Sunday morning. So there you go, Ice House Tap Room, Baton Rouge, and coming soon, Ice House Tap Room in Gulf Shores.
Don't forget to check them out. Also, if you like to bet college football or the NFL, go to meatandpotatoesusa.com. It's not a gambling site. We sell you picks. If it's not a winner, you get your money back. meatandpotatoesusa.com on your smartphone, the computer, the tablet, the whole bit. All right, Anthony, I'm ready for my three picks. I've got two dogs and a favorite. And I'm going to first go with a 2:30 game. I like Wake Forest +7 against Florida State. Now, Florida State's 4-0, and that's a big story. But I think they've got to be the worst 4-0 team ever. They barely beat LSU, could have lost that game, but they didn't. And then they just haven't looked good. They've got some issues on the offensive line. Wake Forest and their quarterback, that's a good team. And they are 4-1 against the spread in their last five games. I'll take the 7 points. I think Wake Forest got a great chance to win straight up. Game is in Tallahassee, but I really like the 7 points with Wake Forest in that game. That's a 2:30 kick Saturday. Moving along, I like a 6 o'clock kick. I like LSU -7.5. This line was 6.5, went up to 9. It's back down to 7.5 today. Be sure to check it. LSU at Auburn. Auburn is a mess. They're 0-4 against the spread this season, 0-5 against the spread in their last five games. LSU is 3-1 against the spread. 3-1 is their record. They're a much better football team than Auburn that's got quarterback problems. And I know all the talk about this game has been a single-digit game for 8 of the last 9 years. That's cute, but Auburn is in a mess right now. Harsin's not going to be the coach next year. They don't know who the quarterback is. LSU has shown a little improvement each week. I'm going to take the Tigers and lay to 7.5, and keep in mind that line's been moving around, but I'm going to go -7.5. LSU 3-0-1 against the spread in their last four SEC games. I think there's good value on the Tigers. My last pick, I'm going with another dog. I'm going with West Virginia +9.5 against Texas. The game's at Texas. Both teams are 2-2. West Virginia's got an explosive offense. I'm not buying Texas. They're so overrated, kind of like Notre Dame. They just don't have the talent, the depth. They do have issues at the quarterback position. West Virginia could win the game straight up, but I'll be happy to take the 9.5 points with the Mountaineers from West Virginia. So recapping my three picks, I like Wake Forest +7 against Florida State, LSU -7.5 against Auburn, and West Virginia +9.5 against Texas. Another game I really came close. I like TCU in the points against Oklahoma, but I'm not going to make that an official pick.
Well, Tommy, that was a good pick. We got a lot of dogs. We got 5 out of 6 dogs. That's unusual for us.
It really is. You know, and I thought of that when I was going through my stuff, because there's another – I like Arkansas +17 against Bama in my notes. I said, man, I'm going to like Dave Scandaliato, the late, great Dave, who used to love underdogs. Yeah, he used to always say, I love having points on the board before the game starts. That was one of Dave's little things. So, but this week, you and I, that is kind of different for us, but what we're feeling.
I liked Arkansas too, Tommy. And I was reading the thing, in Bama's last 7 trips to ranked teams, they've won 5 of them on the road, but they haven't covered a 17-point spread in any of those. I don't think they've covered a 10-point spread in any of them, and they've lost 2 of them. So it's been tough for Alabama on the road this year and last year.
and you've got a pick posted at meatandpotatoesusa.com. I'm going to have a pick. We've both got picks in the SEC that are going to be at meatandpotatoesusa.com, so we want you to check that out. Trey Blossom and I will drop a podcast tomorrow. He'll have his college and NFL picks. He did really well in college last week, and he's coming on in the NFL. That episode will drop tomorrow on Talking Sports with TK. He wants to get a little closer to the NFL games before he picks them, based on some things involved there. So that's going to be a Friday evening thing. So tell everybody about this podcast. Tell everybody about meatandpotatoesusa.com. And, of course, in Baton Rouge, it's the Ice House Tap Room on Airline Highway. Open for the Saints, 8:30 Louisiana time kickoff Sunday against the Vikings from London. By the way, Anthony, Ronnie Rance left today on a plane. He's going to London for that game.
Oh, really? How about that? Well, nothing keeps Rance down, does it? He's everywhere.
Well, and in case you people hadn't seen it yet, Saints will wear black helmets Sunday morning. They're going with their new black helmet look for that game on Sunday. It'll be interesting to see the reaction from the people on that. Also, the Ice House Tap Room, like I said, they'll be open for that game. If you're in the Baton Rouge area, they're going to have something for you to eat along the breakfast lines. Bloody Marys, mimosas, you name it. Ice House Tap Room will be there at 8:30 in the morning so you can watch your New Orleans Saints. The volume will be up. Of course, they'll have the LSU-Auburn game on Saturday night as well. And coming a little later this fall, the Ice House Tap Room in Gulf Shores, and we'll tell you more about that as it gets closer. Anthony, you have a great weekend down there at Gulf Shores, Alabama, the Redneck Riviera, and we'll visit again soon.
All right, Tommy, we'll talk to us next week, and good luck on our picks. Talk to you later.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.